hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast. As you can already tell, this episode's going to be a little different. I have something I really need to talk about. My last episode caused quite a ruckus. I've always stayed away from politics and religion on this podcast. Now, I don't shy away from my values, and if you listen, it's easy to know where those lie. But I often say these are just my views. If you don't agree with them, that's okay. We can agree to disagree and still respect each other. I even prefaced the last episode by saying I am not a religious leader of any sort. I may even be wrong. I was simply sharing my belief and view on a question that I receive a lot. That episode came to me at 3 a.m. I flipped the mic on and did it in about 10 minutes and really didn't give it a whole lot of thought. However, within that first day, I received thousands of nasty, vulgar messages. Now, I don't care about the derogatory things that you want to say about me or even the death threats that I'm getting, because I know that's all bull malarkey. I receive hate mail with every episode. Sometimes people will actually take the time to write me a 2-page letter telling me why I'm a useless piece of trash and should die. People have actually taken the time to write me in detail of how they're going to remove my life because I'm what's wrong with the world. And again, I can let that crap roll because that is all crap with a capital C. It honestly doesn't bother me in the very least. However, this episode was an eye-opener and frankly rattled my soul. Within the first day, I received thousands of messages that are derogatory toward God, Jesus, and the Bible. I always welcome respectful comments, even when they disagree with me. I always answer them, and I've had some really great debates. But I'm telling you, what I'm receiving about this one episode is pure evil. And here's the real kicker. This podcast plays in many countries, and usually the comments are spread accordingly. But almost 100% of these viral, disgusting responses are from right here in the good old US of A. It's pretty easy to look around and see that we're going to hell in a handbasket. And judging from the evil and hate that's been spewed at me over this one little episode makes it very easy to see why. This really saddens me deeply. I've always knew there was non-believers, and I respect everyone's view. Look, we don't have to have the same opinion on things to love and respect one another. But the amount of hate and ugliness that I have seen from this one little episode is just heart-crushing. It has spiritually and mentally exhausted me. My wife tells me I just need to ignore it, and you know what? She's probably right. But this is really bothering me. Not because the darts are flying at me. Again, I honestly don't care about that. It's the amount of hate toward God that really fires me up. Again, I've always known that there's darkness and evil in this world. This isn't heaven. Life is tough. But the amount that I see flowing right now is just overwhelming. I honestly thought about just shutting this show down. But after some prayers and encouragement from loved ones, I reminded myself what the true premise of this podcast is. It's about holding true to the values that are deeply rooted in me, that were put there by my mom and dad and generations before them. I can hear my dad saying now, son, you better stand up for your beliefs or you'll fall for someone else's. And at the same time, I can hear my mom saying, never let anyone blow out your light in this dark world. So I hope some of you that took the time out of your day to sling your hate and evil at me are listening right now. Because I want to tell you loud and clear that you have the wrong pig by the ear. I also want to thank you for giving me the fuel that I need to grow this flame even stronger. This is just a simple little podcast and not a loud voice, but it is a voice, and it's my voice. And until I take my last breath, I will use my voice to spread as much love, compassion, and kindness in the world. Because that's how I was raised and what my mom and dad would want me to do. You can love me, hate me, agree with me, or disagree with me. But I'm going to be praying for you, and I love each and every one of you. Friends, there's many things that I'm not right about. But one thing that I know to be 100% true. Life is tough. There's times on our journey that life seems unfair. I've been knocked to my knees plenty of times. We just have to keep getting back up and remember this isn't our forever home. Coincidentally, I'm currently reading the book of Job in my daily reading. I'm on chapter 26. You talk about a man that got knocked down and had every right to not believe anymore. His friends and family turned on him. He couldn't hear anything from God. He had no idea or could see any reason why all this was happening to him. Yet he continued to hold strong to his faith. We've all experienced this, or will experience it somewhere along our journey. And it's in those darkest hours that faith is the only thing that we have to hold on to. So I'm going to keep the faith, and I'm going to keep my little light shining as my mom would want me to do. And with that, we'll conclude this episode. Thank you so much for listening.